This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Luxury fashion house Balenciaga is under fire for an Instagram ad that pretty much glorifies child porn. The people on the far left LGBTQ say that it is your fault for noticing these things, and you are responsible for any sort of attacks against that community. And is Ron DeSantis changing the rules in Florida to make it easier for him to run for president and continue to remain Florida governor? This is Can't Cancel Rob Smith. All right, Problematics, let's get into this. Very, very interesting things going on this week. First of all, let's start with this stuff that's going on with Balenciaga. You've probably seen it all across your Twitter feeds. If you have not seen it, let me sort of set the stage for you. And if you're listening to me while you have access to, whether you're on your phone or you're on your computer, really do Google it, because you really do need to see these images. Okay, so luxury fashion house Balenciaga is under fire, has been dragged all over the internet by conservatives because they posted photos. These are just some of the creepiest photos you've ever seen. They've at this point wiped them from Instagram, of small children holding teddy bears that are in bondage, sort of like leather BDSM type stuff. And, you know, these kids are posing, you know, next to tables with alcohol in them. There's this one very creepy photo with a child laying on their stomach looking at the camera with one of these bears beside him or her, with, you know, half empty glasses of champagne and wine on the table. And, you know, to top it all off, there's some documentation in one of the photos that's basically a Supreme Court case that sort of lessened the penalties for the possession of child pornography. So Tucker broke this down. This is about a 3-minute segment. I want you to listen to this whole thing because he really does put it into context in a way that I think nobody really has. And this is going to help you understand this a little bit better.
But it's not just the sexual mutilation of children in hospitals. This is part of a larger trend. And the trend is this: adults crossing the line, and it has always been a bright line, into deep involvement with the sexuality of children. That has always been, and must in a civilized society always be, the most forbidden thing. It's considered unacceptable even among prison inmates. But now it seems to be growing in its prevalence. Consider the latest ad for the clothing brand Balenciaga. This was just uploaded on Instagram. As you can see, the photo shoot they're using to sell their products features a young girl holding a teddy bear in a bondage outfit. Then, in case you missed the point, the photo shoot also contains this image. It shows several documents. Most of them aren't visible, but what you can see when you zoom in, and of course the point is that you see it, is a reference to a U.S. Supreme Court case called Ashcroft versus Free Speech Coalition. That case struck down a law against kiddie porn. What is this? Well, it is what it appears to be. It's an endorsement of kiddie porn, of child pornography. What else could it be? We wanted to know. So we reached out today to Balenciaga to get their explanation, and they didn't respond. So we're going to have to take that on face value and ask, where's the moral outrage? We have an entire industry in this country comprised of moral outrage merchants. If you've ever been on Twitter, you know what we mean. Truly, an entire sector of our economy is devoted to attacking people for falling short of the mark. And here is a high-end retailer promoting kiddie porn in an ad on Instagram, and nobody notices. There's no boycott. There's no front-page New York Times editorial against it. And, of course, Instagram let the advertisement run, endorsing kiddie porn. And, by the way, if you have an alternate explanation for what this was, let us know. A child with a teddy bear in a bondage outfit and a Supreme Court decision striking down a kiddie porn law displayed on the table? What is that? Are we jumping to conclusions? Don't think so. It is what it appears to be. It's right in your face, and no one's saying anything. Again, Instagram had no problem with this. Until Elon Musk took over Twitter, Twitter allowed hashtags that explicitly linked to child pornography. Nobody said anything because crimes against children are no big deal. It's thought crimes that are the real crimes. So if you said something about it, if you were libs of TikTok and said, wait a second, this seems to be abetting child molestation, which, of course, that's what it's doing, you were instantly booted off Twitter. But the links to kiddie porn, they're still there. Well, now they've been deleted. Thank God. That's one improvement. So all of this has been happening out in the open, but NBC News hasn't bothered to report on any of it. Where is their report tonight on Balenciaga pushing kiddie porn in an Instagram ad? No. They're reserving all their energy to attack you for noticing. You're a stochastic terrorist if you point it out. And you need to be censored. Watch.
Content moderation is a hard task. What we know is that Twitter and where the bulk of this information is right now, because that's where the biggest accounts like Matt Walsh and Libs of TikTok, again, where they sort of post this stuff. What's being done? Well, 2 days ago, we know that Elon Musk, who owns Twitter now, he just reversed the policy that Twitter did have against targeting and harassment of LGBTQ people, against misgendering transgender people.
So here you have people mutilating the genitals of children, running ads on Instagram promoting kiddie porn, and there's Brandi Zadrozny on NBC News. She's not attacking them. She's attacking anyone who notices and accusing them of attacking gay people. Once again, this has nothing to do with gay people. This is an attack on the sexual fixation on and mutilation of the genitals of children, pushing kiddie porn. There's nothing to do with gay people. That's an offense against anyone's definition of decency, and she's effectively defending it, and they all are. You're not allowed to notice it, or else you're committing violence. You're complicit in mass murder. Well, the people who are doing these things are fine. No one attacks them.
And of course, as always, Tucker's right on target here. And so look, if you know Problematics, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, I've been speaking about this for years with the far left LGBTQ, with the quote unquote trans child agenda, with all of this other stuff. And now looking at this Balenciaga thing, you know, you guys know I'm into fashion. I'm a fashion person. I can't look at this brand the same way again. I cannot do it because when a brand does something like this, and these luxury fashion houses, this is the first thing that people need to understand and what they really need to break down. If you've ever been on a set for one of these photo shoots, or if you know what's going on, there every single thing that is in these photos is meticulously planned. There are no mistakes in these photos. They know how that child is going to be set up. They know what the child is going to be holding. They know every single prop on that set. So there's a lot of people that were operating with this child in this photo. Looks about maybe, I don't know, 6-7 years old. There were people that made the decision to use this child, have this child holding this teddy bear, and to put this stuff around them, around this child. It's disgusting. It's sick. And this is who they are. They are literally showing you who they are. And they are showing you what their values are. Okay? And so now when you notice, you are the bad guy. You're the person that, you know, you're the bad guy. the person is not supposed to notice. Or if you notice and you say this is grooming behavior, that you're being sort of quote-unquote anti-LGBTQ, when this has nothing to do with gay people and everything to do with the sexualization of children, right? And so Balenciaga has apparently apologized, I guess. And notice that these Hollywood celebrities say absolutely nothing about this. Okay, they're, you know, they have Balenciaga campaigns, they're wearing the clothes, they're doing all of this other stuff. No, these people would not dare to say anything about this, which makes them absolutely complicit. And so if anybody were to say anything about it, they will call this something fake. They call it this sort of right-wing conservative media outrage. So apparently now being concerned about the constant blurring of the red line towards pedophilia, being concerned about the open grooming and sexualization of children, whether it comes from the far left LGBTQ or whether it comes from these fashion lines or anything like that, this is now all of a sudden partisan. And that is the way that these people want this. And I've said this before, the greatest trick that sort of the far left played on the moderates is for them to be able to silence the moderates. I still believe that there are some moderate liberal voices left, but they have been silenced because they are so afraid to speak any kind of truth. Because the trick that the far left played on these people was that, oh, if you say something about this, you're sounding very conservative. Oh, what, do you watch Tucker Carlson now? What are you going to do next? Vote for Trump in 2024? And so this is where we're at right now, where there is just this slow and steady, not even that slow, mind you, because a lot of the things that we've seen with social media to speed it up have happened very, very quickly. So there is this erosion of all of these standards. It's really twisted. It's really sick. And so, yes, Balenciaga apologized. You'll never hear anything about this from any of the Hollywood celebrities or the fashion people who wear this brand. It will just be another example of quote-unquote conservative outrage. And you know what, Problematics? I used to wonder, you know, sometimes I wonder, it's like, what are we doing here? You know, as conservatives, of people that are speaking out about this stuff, right? As some people lose a lot. You know, I personally lost a lot by just literally just speaking the truth. Speaking an inconvenient truth will really cost you a lot in the society. But I've got to say that conservatives and these people are making headway into the culture wars. We are. Because, you know, Balenciaga backed down. And this is what I put on Twitter as well. And I'm going to get into some of this, some more of this sort of far left LGBTQ stuff in the next segment. This, I don't believe, this isn't an LGBTQ thing. This is a groomer thing. And being anti-groomer is not the same as being anti-gay. Gay and groomer have nothing to do with each other. We're just seeing a lot of the prevalence with the groomer stuff being attached to the LGBTQ as of right now. But we're hitting a point right now, and the point that we're hitting is this. I think that they're going to start backing down from some of this stuff because, first of all, some of this stuff is becoming indefensible. Here's the thing. It's getting weird. It's getting weird to anybody except the super, super far left indoctrinated people. It is getting weird to any normal person. It is getting weird to even normal, moderate liberals, okay? And I think that they are going to start backing down. I sort of sense that, and like I said with the last episode, that this Colorado shooting may be one of the inflection points, because it may be one of these things where people are saying that we're making the wrong people very, very angry about this, and we are making things more dangerous for ourselves. So maybe this is not just fun and games anymore. Maybe this is not just triggering the cons, right? Triggering the conservatives. Maybe we're getting to a point that we want to start backing away from. And so good for conservatives for making their voices heard and really speaking out against this, because it actually truly is outrageous. All right, coming up next, and in keeping with this theme, the NBC News disinformation reporter is now promoting drag shows and drag brunches for children on MSNBC and NBC News. Oh, yeah, this is where they are right now. Let's break that down right after the break.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
All right, Problematics, welcome back. So in line with what we've been talking about a lot this week, with this really awful shooting that happened in Colorado, and we, you know, I broke that down a lot the last episode. Like I said in the last segment, we're seeing an inflection point right now. And the inflection point is people are, you know, the far left, I believe, is going to start backing down from a lot of this stuff. And I think that most normal people see some of this stuff, see some of the things that are being defended, and they're even starting to say, well, why are we defending this? And when you ask the question as a normal person, and I don't care what your politics are, to me, this, like, protecting children, this should be something that is apolitical. I do not know how this became a culture war issue. I honestly really don't. No, actually, no, that's a lie. I do know. This became a culture war issue because, like I've said in the past, once gays and lesbians got gay marriage and once they got Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal, the law that made it illegal to be gay in the military, once these things happened, there was nowhere else for the movement to go. So instead of set up, shop, and end, it had to start pushing transgenderism and gender ideology. And if you've noticed, with the transgenderism and the gender ideology, once... And it's really funny because this is kind of like where, you know, I'm thinking about these things and talking about these things and I start connecting these dots. With the gender ideology, if you even look back to, okay, so when did this first start? It first started with people like Laverne Cox and Janet Mock, right? Janet Mock is a very passable transgender woman. Laverne Cox was never passable, ever. Not for a second, right? And so these were the people that were kind of used to usher this sort of the gender ideology, right? The gender cult ideology, the transgender thing. And so once that started, there started being more transgender people, more transgender people, more transgender people, right? And so the problem for the far left and the problem for the people that want to push some of this stuff is that in the age of social media, you cannot hide things anymore. This is why they're melting down over Twitter, because they were just able to silence people that they didn't like, and they were just able to ban platforms that they didn't like, and they were able to hide things and all of this other stuff. But in the age of social media, you cannot hide things anymore. So when the gender cult stuff started, and so the first... examples of trans women you had were Laverne Cox, who was never passable. This was a grown adult, actress, entertainer, fine, whatever, right? And then it was Janet Mock, who was a fully passable trans woman. And then you're saying, oh, okay, so this is what trans women is, et cetera, right? But then all of a sudden on social media, you start getting these videos and you start seeing these very aggressive, very male, quote unquote, transgender women being aggressive in public, getting into fist fights. Remember that meme, you know, call it the big transgender, call me ma'am, you know, and so people start seeing this. And so all of a sudden, you know, that can sort of like pop the bubble on that because, you know, it's not tightly controlled anymore. And then it started going towards the children. Conservatives are just sort of catching up with this whole transitioning of children thing that has been going on for the better part of 8 to 10 years. Because then it went to the children, right? And so now all of this stuff, the energy has shifted towards kids. And you see this with the same-sex kiss in the Pixar movie Lightyear. You see this with all the gay stuff, the Disney exec that said that she wanted to queer the Disney agenda and put, you know, an interracial gay couple as parents in cartoons and all of this other stuff. So you can't hide this stuff anymore because they've become so overt and so aggressive about pushing the agenda that you can't hide it anymore, right? And so now they're putting themselves in the absolutely insane position of defending the indefensible on their mainstream platforms, right? And so I'm going to play you a clip, and this is like, this is going crazy viral. This is the quote-unquote misinformation reporter from NBC named Ben Collins. And side note, quote-unquote misinformation reporter, you may as well call that a regime propagandist. These people are the biggest regime propagandist that you will ever see. So this is Ben Collins on NBC News, the platform. This is, I believe this is on NBC News Now. This is on Meet the Press Now. So this is streaming. It's not exactly on the news network. So this is him basically, you know, defending, you know, little kids at drag brunch.
How significant are those two dates?
Yeah, and also hours before what they called an all ages drag brunch, which is probably the number one target of these anti-LGBTQ events recently. Like, for example, the Proud Boys will go and protest any drag brunch, any drag story hour, anything that a child might go to meet a drag queen, not, you know, just to show them that they're human beings and people. They talk, they go there and they read Dr. Seuss there. They read regular books, but it's read by a drag queen, and they, you know, they have breakfast. It is not some hypersexual event, but that's what it's viewed as on the far right. And these spaces have become dangerous places of real-life information warfare. There's Proud Boys showing up on one side. Sometimes people, like local Antifa members, show up on the other side as a way to... It becomes a place where kids aren't safe, not because of the event itself, but because of this culture war that's been propped up on top of it. And that's not something that should happen. This is not something, you know, these people should be able to live their lives without fear of being murdered, literally. But right now, that's the sort of climate that's been created by anti-LGBTQ protesters and, frankly, bigots.
This culture war, the culture war has been propped up on top of this, right? That is very, very interesting. It's this culture war. And so here they are again, okay? It is your fault for noticing. You are not supposed to notice this. You are not supposed to speak up about the sexualization of young children. You're not supposed to speak up about young children being at a drag brunch. You are not supposed to notice this at all. If you notice this, if you say that this is wrong, if you're somebody that has any sort of problem with this whatsoever, then you're the problem. You're far right. You're the ones that are making these spaces more dangerous. And so that's the game that they're being played here. And when you watch this video clip, I think I retweeted it. You can go to my Twitter at Rob Smith Online and find it. When you watch this video clip, it's almost like you look at this man's face and he knows what he knows that his role is as a propagandist for the left. He knows that this is what the role is. This is literally what he's being paid to do. And it's like when you look into his eyes, it's like even he doesn't believe it. Even he doesn't believe this stuff that he's pushing. Even there's something probably even with him within him that he's like, man, this is wrong. But if I say this is wrong, then I get smeared as far right and somebody does to me what I'm doing to these other people. And so that's where we are right now. Where we are right now is where these people are in the absolutely absurd position of defending having 3-year-olds at a drag brunch where, by the way, people are drinking. These were always, always, always supposed to be adult atmospheres. They're never supposed to be children here. I don't know when this started, because remember, at first, a long time, remember, it was just the drag queen story hour. There was just, oh, just drag queens. Oh, they're just going to read Dr. Seuss. And, you know, that 4-year-old really needs to be, you know, read a Dr. Seuss story by a grown adult male in a dress and a chest plate and all of these other things. And if it sounds ridiculous to you listening to this, it sounds ridiculous even saying it. But that is what they have been in the they have been placed in the position to defend. And I think it's actually kind of a brilliant tactical move on the part of conservatives. Shine a light on this stuff. Put it out there. Remember, and I've said this before, libs of TikTok never did anything but take their own videos and repost them. That's all libs of TikTok ever did. Libs of TikTok didn't make up stuff. Libs of TikTok didn't have any original content. They found these things on TikTok and reposted them. So they said, this is who these people are. But you're not supposed to notice who they are. They're supposed to continue to do this stuff in silence and in secret. And if you notice, you're the bigot that's making everything more dangerous. So like I said, I think that there's an inflection point here. I think that these people are going to start backing down from this. I think that at a certain point, a lot of these people are just going to be like, this is not worth all of this drama. And they're going to start backing down from it. And I think that conservatives are going to win this one. And I think that conservatives are going to win this sooner rather than later. Because normal people are fed up with a lot of this stuff. And one of the deeply unfortunate consequences of this mass shooting is that people are going to start thinking about, is this a safety issue now? Like, is it worth all of this? And I think that's the question that people are going to start asking themselves. And I think the answer that they're going to come to is no. I truly do think that they are. And before, you know, I completely move on from this subject, my question has always been, what kind of guardian of a child thinks that this is an appropriate space for a child to be? Because what we've got going on right now is a lot of these kids are the children or people that are, you know, their guardians are just these leftists. And that's what it is. It is just these leftists. And at a certain point, these people are going to do, look, they're going to expose their kids to a lot of things. They're the ones that are always that are having all of these trans kids and whatever. And at a certain point, as messed up as it may be, you can't really legislate good parenting. And it's deeply unfortunate, but it's just the truth. And so we're just kind of going to have to see how this ends up. But what I think is, like I said, I think the far left is, I think they're backing off. And I think that they should be backing off. And I think that it's good that they are backing off, because they don't have that much further to go. All right. Coming up is Ron DeSantis, newly reelected governor of Florida, changing the rules so that he can retain his governorship and still run for president. There is an interesting report from Business Insider that I am going to share with you right after the break.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, Problematics, this is a very, very interesting development in 2024. So it turns out, or some reporting from Business Insider says that top Florida lawmakers want to change state law so that DeSantis can run for president in 2024 without resigning as governor. So this is very interesting, and I found this article via one of the MAGA Trump 2024 influencers on Twitter that I will just, you know, remain nameless. But I found this very interesting, first of all. So let me just take you through some of the high points of this article. So Republicans in Florida want to change the law so that DeSantis can run for president and keep his job. They would need to alter the state's so-called resign to run elections law. The comments came as the new GOP legislature and leaders were sworn in on Tuesday. Florida House Speaker said this, Paul Renner said this in a press conference with reporters at the state capitol. "I think that's a great idea," he said when asked about potential changes to the state's so-called resign to run election law in the forthcoming legislative session. "I think we'll look at that." Senate President Kathleen Passidomo echoed Renner's comments, saying it will be a, quote, honor to have someone from Florida running for president. And she agreed with Renner that it would be a, quote, good idea to change the law. "If an individual who is from Florida, who is a Florida governor, is running for president, I think he should be allowed to do it," she said. So under current Florida law, if DeSantis were to run for president, then he would have to resign his post as governor, even if he eventually lost the presidency. Candidates have 10 days to resign after they qualify for federal office, but how exactly that is defined when it comes to the presidency isn't clear and is allegedly has been open to different interpretations. So what this means, and this is the text of the law. "Any officer who qualifies for federal public office must resign from the office he or she presently holds if the terms or any part thereof run concurrently with each other." Either way, a clarification from the legislature would make it easier for DeSantis to run for president and then return to his post in the governor's mansion if he does not succeed. So you've probably heard this here first. This isn't making a whole lot of news nationwide because I think that the intention was for this to be a little bit of a secret. One of the biggest questions that you hear from Floridians when they, you know, talk about the possibility of DeSantis running for president is, oh my God, you know, he'd be a great president, but we need him in Florida so badly. And if this were to happen, this would eliminate that argument pretty much totally, right? And so, yeah, you know, if it happens, there's going to be a lot of crying on the left, and there's going to be a lot of crying from, you know, the Trump 2024 MAGA influencers about it. But I think my question to them, and this is what I've said before, I haven't made any decisions in terms of, you know, what I'm doing in 2024. That election is 2 years away. God knows where I'll be at that point. But the question again remains that I have for the hardcore Trump 2024 or the Trump 2024 people that just could not wait to put that hashtag in their Twitter bios the second he announced, is why they seem so threatened by anybody else running. Because here's the thing, if he's that strong and the base loves him that much and he's that big of a threat, then he should be able to waltz to the nomination, and that should be that, right? So these people seem very triggered about the idea that anybody else, whether it's DeSantis or Nikki Haley or Tim Scott or Pompeo or anybody else, would challenge, you know, apparently Overlord Trump from the nomination. So This right here, and I, you know, it's really funny. This isn't making a whole lot of national news. Well, it just came out. Maybe this is something everybody would be talking about, but it's really interesting. This story is kind of like dumped before the Thanksgiving holiday. This will be a very, very, very interesting development, and I think that for a lot of people who really do want Ron DeSantis to make a go of it, that this is going to make them very happy. Whether this means that he's going to run, I do not know. I've been hearing a lot in Florida, by the way, nothing official, just Florida politics talk chatter that he is very interested in running. So, you know, we're just going to have to see what happens. But either way, he's got all the power in the world and a Florida legislature behind him to make it a lot more convenient if he does run for the highest office in the land and falls a little bit short. All right, Problematics, thank you so much for listening. As always, you can listen to Can't Cancel Rob Smith every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday on iHeart Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.